Shalom, listeners, and welcome to a new weekly series where we will be looking through the Bible book by book as we look at the names of God, worship insights, and reasons to praise God for. I would like to begin the series with the names of God, as they are a revelation into His character and His nature. Revelation is essential for worship, and it is vital that we have a correct view and understanding of who God is. It is not enough just to read about the names of God. We have to spend alone time with God and develop a relationship with Him and respond accordingly as God reveals Himself to each one individually. So we are going to begin with the names of God as found in the book of Genesis. In this podcast, we are going to look at two names, the first one being El, Elohim, or Eloah. And this means the all-powerful one, Creator.
El Elyon, the God Most High, You are the Lord, my Adonai. All-sufficient El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Lord, You will provide.
Elohim, Creator God, Jehovah Self.
The first time we come across this name is actually in Genesis 1 verse 1. Now at this point I would just like to mention the fact that I have included notes, so please do download the notes, and it will also give you in the notes various other places in the Bible where you may encounter this name. So let's have a look at Elohim and what does it actually mean. Elohim is the plural form of El or Eloah. This is one of the oldest designations for divinity in the world. Though El is used more than 200 times in the Hebrew Bible, Elohim is used more than 2,500 times. Elohim occurs 32 times in the first chapter of Genesis. After that, the name Yahweh appears as well, and is often paired with Elohim, and the two together are often translated the Lord God, Lord being spelt with capital letters. Elohim is the Hebrew word for God that appears in the very first sentence of the Bible. He is the one who began it all, creating the heavens and the earth, and separating light from darkness, water from dry land, night from day. What better book to begin our worship journey with, in where we are introduced to the God whom we worship? Right from the very first verse, we are left in no doubt as to the awesomeness and power of our God. He is the creator of heaven and earth, which came into existence just by the power of His word. John 1 verse 1 tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Genesis 1 verse 1, "In the beginning Elohim created the heavens and the earth." After Elohim had created the heavens and the earth, He then created mankind in His own likeness. Genesis 1:26. "Then Elohim said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness.' So Elohim created man in His image. In the image of Elohim He created him, male and female He created them. And God blessed them." In the very act of creation, we see God's power and His goodness. And I would encourage you to read Genesis 1 verse 1 all the way through to chapter 2 verse 25. Genesis 1:31, "And Elohim saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." Revelation 4:11, "Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created." This same God calls the stars by their names. Psalm 147 verse 4. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. He also knows the number of hairs on our heads. Matthew 10:30. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. This is the God whom we worship, awesome in power, yet full of love and compassion towards mankind. The second name that we are going to look at is Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. The Hebrew words for spirit is Ruach, which can be translated as wind, breath, or mind. It is closely associated with life, since there is no life without breath. Genesis 1 verse 2 says, "The earth was formed without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, the Ruach Elohim, was hovering over the face of the waters." The scene is evocative, as though God hovers over the young world like an eagle hovering over its chicks. The Spirit offers wisdom, ability, guidance, power, and revelation. So powerful is the breath of the Spirit that it can even bring the dead to life. Through Ruach, when used in connection with God in the Hebrew, may simply refer to his power or his will. More often, it signifies that God is present by his Spirit. Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. God's Spirit, Ruach El. The Lord's Spirit, spelt with capital letters Lord, Ruach Yahweh. And the Spirit of God, Ruach Elohim. These are all phrases found in the Hebrew scriptures. The word Ruach can also describe angelic beings or even the spirit of a human being. In the New Testament, the Greek word pneuma refers to that which gives life to the body, to the human spirit, to good and evil spirits, and to the Holy Spirit. The Greek word parakletos is also used and is translated as counselor, advocate, or helper. The New Testament speaks of the gifts of the Holy Spirit given to the body of Christ, so that together we can do the will of God on earth. The Holy Spirit is the one with the power to recreate the life of God within us. Having looked at God the Creator, let us briefly look at why we were created. Man was created in the image of Elohim, to have a relationship with him, and thus fulfill his purpose on earth. Every single person has been created with a unique personality, intellect, the ability to reason and communicate, a free will, emotions, gifts, talents, and abilities, with the ability to create and perform. Psalm 139 verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." God knew exactly what he had in mind before he created you and me, and therefore determined our design before he even created us. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Not only were we created for his purposes, we were also created for fellowship with him and to enjoy his presence. God inhabits the praises of his people, and he will always meet us there. And so for now, I just want to say goodbye. I look forward to sharing with you again next week as we look at some more names found in the book of Genesis. God bless until we meet again.